بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the last session we spoke about بسم الله. Bismah. Why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said Bismah? What is the meaning of Ism? Why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala didn't say Billah al-Rahman and He said Bismillah? Actually, when you want to swear by Imam Hussein alayhi salam or by Abu al-Fadl alayhi salam, you will say Bil Hussein, Bi Abbas. But here, why did you say Bismillah, in the name of Allah, and you don't say in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? A little bit we spoke about this issue, and if we want to go more deep, I think it will take a lot of time from us. Let's continue and move to term Allah. Before explanation of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we have to know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has two types of name. One type of name is Quran name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which we cannot say to anybody less than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second type of name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is general name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which you can also say or name any other by this name. The proper name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are two. One, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah. The second one, Rahman. The second one, Rahman. Other names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are general name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You cannot name anybody Allah. You cannot name anybody Rahman. But Rahim, Kareem, Wadud, whatever you want, you can name. This is one. And the difference between Allah and other names is that any names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala indicate one meaning only. It's not more than that. For instance, when you say Khaliq, this means who is creator. When you say Alim, means knowledgeable. Raziq, sustainer. So and so. Only each of these names indicate one meaning, only one meaning. But Allah, this name indicates all attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When you say Ya Allah, this includes Ya Khaliq, Ya Raziq, Ya Mannan, Ya Dayyan, Ya Qadir, Ya Kareem, Ya Ghafur. All names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which are thousand names of. So the difference between Allah and other names is that when you say Ya Khaliq, means only you call by one name. Ya Raziq, one name. Ya Wadud, one name. Ya Ghafur, one name. Ya Kareem, one name. But if you say Ya Allah, this means thousand names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has more than thousand names, indicates and includes all these names. Okay. What is at the origin and the root of Allah? It has been mentioned that the term Allah was Al-Ilah. Al-Ilah. Because a frequent use the Hamza from middle omitted. Al-Ilah. This A omitted, so it became Allah. Al-Ilah, because of frequent use, and we wanted to be easier, so we omitted Hamza and we say Al-Ilah. And it came Allah. The root of Allah, Aida Aliha. Aliha means who worthy for worshipping. O Alaha. O Valaha. Valaha. Alaha O Valaha. Means the one who wondered about everybody. Everybody wondered about him. Nobody can understand who is he. So the meaning of Allah Aida is the one who is worthy for worshipping. The one about whose minds are wondered and bewildered. However, there is a lot of discussion concerning this name, Allah. Is it originated by the Prophet of Islam, or it was before Islam also? According to some verses of the Holy Quran, we can understand that this name was known among the Arabs before Islam. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in chapter 43 verse 87 says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created them, they will say Allah. This means that this name Allah was known among all the Arabs before Islam. And also, there is another verse, chapter 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse 136. فَقَالُوا هَذَا لِلَّهِ. They said, this is for Allah. This means, they knew Allah. This term, they knew Allah. So, is it this name is name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this term, Allah, is name for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Some philosophers and Gnostics say, because we cannot understand the essence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is not possible for anybody to understand and to know the essence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so there is no any name for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And whatever we have is attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Is not name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because if you don't know this essence, how you can name it? This is the saying of some Gnostic and philosophers. But contrary to this opinion and this concept, it has been said by other ulama and muhaddithin actually, no, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has name. And only name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is this Allah. And others are attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And what is our evidence for that? Because we bring a lot of adjectives for Allah. But never Allah can be adjective for anything else. We can say Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Al-Ghafur, Allah Al-Kareem. So this means that Allah is name and the others are adjective of this name. This is one. Secondly, we can relate to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala a lot of verbs. For some, we say Al-Alimallah, Allah knew. Rahimallah, Allah had mercy. But we not say Ar-Rahman Alima. Now we say Allah Alima. This means that Allah, this term is name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and is not only adjective for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What is the meaning of Allah? It has been mentioned in philosophical books and also Kutubul Irfan mystical books that Allah means the person. I don't know which term I should use because it's not, we cannot say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is a person. The essence, which includes all types of perfection and all types of attributes, beauty attributes and majesty attributes, who has all types of perfection and all types of attributes. This name of that essence. And that one only is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is necessary existent. This name has a lot of characteristics which we can realize it through the verses of the Holy Quran. Among all names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this name has been repeated more than other names in the Holy Quran. This name, particular name, Allah, repeated in the Holy Quran 2,807 times. And none of the other names has been repeated like this name. This is one. Secondly, if we look at the letter of Allah, the letters of Allah are five. Aleph, two Lam, Lam Aleph again, and the last one is Ha, isn't it? We have five letters. And there are a lot of wisdom behind five. First, the principles and pillars of our religion are five. This is five. Second, for the prayer, we have how many times? For Salat, we have five times. Salat al-Dhuhr, Salat al-Subh, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. This is five. Third, how many fingers do we have? Five fingers we have. How many arkan for salat do we have? Arkan of salat, pillars of salat are five. Which, if intentionally or unintentionally you forget or bring it or don't bring it, your salat will be batil, invalidated. An-niyyah, al-ghiyam mutasil bi-ruku, al-ruku, al-sujud, and takbirat al-ihram. This five. Arkan al-salat also are five. How many essence do we have? Five essence do we have. So, how many ulul azm of rusul and messengers of Allah do we have? Five. We have Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and our Prophet. In the day of Mubahala with Christians, how many people the Prophet brought them with him? In the day of Mubahala, he brought five persons. Aliyun, wa Fatima, wa Hassan, wa Hussein, and Prophet himself. Five people have come for Mubahala. There are a lot. And Al-Ahkam, Al-Shar'iyya, Islamic rule. How many Islamic rules do we have? Five. Wujub, Hurma, Istihbar, Karaha, and Ibaha. Do you know wujub? Obligatory. Like Salat Wajibun. And Hurma, forbidden. Hurma. And Istihbar, or Nadb, commanded. Recommended. Oh, Al-Karaha. And Mubah, this means, is optional. You can do it or you can leave it. Like drinking the water. This is one. And also, five. Another characteristic of five is that among all the numbers, only five, if it multiply to itself, you have five. Even 100 times, if you multiply to itself, you have five also. Five multiple to five, how much? 25. 25 to five, 125. 125 to five, 625. And so. But if you say two multiply two, you have four. You will lose two. But this is only five. There are a lot of wisdom. And we have ten, as you know. It's not six. However, this is characteristic of the letters of Allah. And come to its letter again. Allah. If you omit Al-Hamza from beginning, what will remain? Lillah. Lillah mulku samawati wal ard. If you omit lam also, hamza and lam, it will be lahu. Lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Lillah al-am min qablu wa min ba'd. Here, lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Even if you omit lam, what will mean? Who? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحْدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Only among all. Don't say we have wab here also. هُوَ has wab, isn't it? Who? But wab is not from origin of who. Because when you make it plural, you have hum. And tasna, you have huma. You don't have wab. هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحْدُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And there are a lot concerning this name, Allah. And in Salat, look at Salat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants you to be in the shape of Allah. Because He made Salat as He made it. When you're standing up, Al-Qiyam, you shape and you make alif. When you will go to ruku', you shape and you make lam. When you will go to sujood, you shape ha'. Standing, ruku'in, ruku'a, and sujood, you make the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah wanted you to be manifestation of Himself. Okay, there are a lot about Allah that is beyond of our understanding and our mind. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. What is the meaning of Ar-Rahman? What is the meaning of Ar-Rahim? This is one. And also, why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala among all his attributes, he chose Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And also, why in Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, it has been mentioned the first Allah, second Ar-Rahman, third Ar-Rahim. Why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala didn't choose any other name? You say, Bismar Rabb Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Okay. There are a lot of reason and wisdom behind it. But why he didn't change it? Why he didn't say Bismillah Ar-Rahim Ar-Rahman? Why? There are a lot. However, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. What is the meaning of Rahman? The root of Rahman and Rahim is Ar-Rahmah. Ar-Rahmah. What is the meaning of Rahmah? When you see a person suffering a lot, is hungry, is thirsty, he has a lot of sickness, so you will go and your heart goes towards him, your heart wants to help him without looking for him to give you anything. This is rahmah towards him. You will go to your home, in the way you will see a certain person. He has nothing and he was injured. He needs some water. He needs some food. And you can give to him. So, you don't want to take any money or any help from him. You will come down from your car and you help him. This is Rahmah. So, if you help anybody without any expecting getting anything from him, this is Rahmah. This is the meaning of Rahmah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created us and He gives us whatever we need. This is Rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, but there is two types of Rahmah. One, to create us, to give us. This is Rahmah. This includes and covers everybody. Either Muslim, believer, or non-believer. Because everybody needs this type of Rahmah. Mu'min, non-mu'min, even Saddam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by His mercy, by His Rahmah, created him. But for, we need second type of Rahmah. Why? Because we are in our life, in this world, we will commit a lot of mistake. We will commit a lot of sin. We need another Rahmah which forgive us. That one is Rahim. That one is Rahim. So, the difference between Rahman and Rahim is that. One, Rahman covers everybody, everything. Mu'min or non-mu'min. Man or animal or tree. Even stone, material one. It's Rahman. But Rahim, because it should be only forgiveness for a lot of some people, chosen people, includes only al-mu'mineen. So, the second difference is that Rahman will be in this world, in the dunya. Rahim will be hereafter, in the akhirah. This is the second difference between Rahman and Rahim. The third one. The mercy of Rahman is limited. it has end. Because the dunya has end. But the mercy of Rahim is unlimited. Because hereafter is unlimited. Hereafter is unlimited. So, the Rahman from covering is limited. But from the evidence, an individual is a general. Because it covers mu'min and non-mu'min. Rahman, according to the time, is unlimited. But according to the individual, and evidence and afraad is limited. Because only for mu'mineen. Only for mu'mineen. Rahman is only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? Because nobody has this potentiality or ability to give to everybody but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now I will pay to my children. I will not pay to everybody. So I have Rahim. Rahma of Rahim. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will pay to his enemy. He knows those people who will create them. And some people who will create them, they will become enemy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But he gives them existence. He gives them a lot of things. Because in the position of Rahman, he will give them but in the position of Rahim, only he gives to the mu'mineen, to the believer, and it will be in hereafter. Anyway, why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala choose three names in the Holy Quran, in the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim surah, in the beginning of the Quran? Allah, Rahman, Rahim. He could say Bismillah, as we say Bismillah ta'ala, because in the beginning of Islam and the first of Islam, there were three groups. One, idolist. The second, Christians. The third one, Jews. Idolist, those people who were worshipping idols, they were knowing Allah. And Christian, they know Rahman. And the Jews, they know Rahman and Christian Rahim. Allah wanted to attract all of them, wanted to call all of them, and wanted each group to be happy with the name which they know it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala choose Allah, because idolists know Allah. Choose Rahman because Jews know Rahman. Choose Rahim because of Christians. And according to the time, the first Allah was for first group, and Rahman for second group, Rahim for third group. Because of that, Allah chose Ar-Rahman. This is one reason. The second reason is that we have three positions. One position, we were in an existence. We need somebody to create us, to bring us from non-existence to existence. This is our first position. Second position, we came in the existence. So we need somebody to protect us, to give us our sustenance. This is second position. The third position, during our life, we have a lot of sins, a lot of mistakes. We need somebody to forgive us. This is our position. three positions, everyone has it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to show to us that Allah has these three positions which you need it. You need somebody to create you, He said Allah. You need somebody to protect you, to sustain you, to manage your affairs, He said Ar-Rahman. You need somebody to forgive you, He said Ar-Rahim. So, according to the position which we have it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created this and He mentioned these three names. And we say, Ya Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahimahuma. In dua we have Ya Rahman al-Dunya. Because the mercy of Rahman only is in dunya. And the mercy of Rahim only for mu'minin, either in dunya or in akhirah. Yes. And third reason for choosing Allah, Rahman and Rahim is that, as we know, the Holy Quran is manifestation. The Holy Quran is manifestation of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has three types of manifestation. One type of His manifestation, manifestation of His essence, His ذات, or maqam, position of ahadiyat, position of ahadiyat, which there is no any access to it. Nobody can have any type of access to that position. This is called position of ahadiyat or wahidiyat. Position of the unity of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ahadiyat means unity of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is one. Second manifestation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is position of Rahmaniyah. Mercy of Rahmaniyah. What does mean? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created everybody from position of unity and ahadiyat. But He has to protect them. He has to sustain them. He has to give to them everything. He has to manage them. He has to manage their efforts. So this is the position of Rahman. Later on, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He has another manifestation which these creature, they will commit a lot of sin, mistake, so He should take them back and He has to show to them His Rahimiyah. This from beginning up to end of the day of judgment. But there is no end. Up to end. I don't know what is the end of the day of judgment. There is no end. However, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has three manifestations. If we look at the verses of the Holy Quran, Allah in the Holy Quran speaks about these three manifestations. One, the position of unity. The second, position of Rahmaniyah. The third, position of Rahimiyah. Because of that, He started His book and the Holy Quran by these three names. Bismillah. Rahman Rahim. However, there are a lot of explanation about Rahmaniyah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Rahimiyah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But we have one hadith. It has been said by the Prophet of Islam, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ نشر الله رحمته على العباد حتى يسمع إبليس في رحمة الله. In the day of judgment, the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى covers everybody and everything till even Iblis, Shaytan, he wants to get the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى. He expects to get the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is one hadith. Second hadith concerning the rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As you know, if Allah wants to show to us the rahmah in the day of judgment, and everybody is good, everybody has done well, how Allah can forgive us? We have a hadith. If the Banu Adam, the son of Adam alayhi salam, never make mistake and commit sin, he was creating some people who are committing sin to forgive them. Because he wants to show his mercy to the people in the day of judgment. Because this mercy should have manifestation. According to this ahadith, inshallah, all of us in the day of judgment will go to the paradise. No doubt about it. But there should be some means and tools for it. These tools and means, some our salat, our song, and the higher of everything which we should have it is obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and love of Ahlul Bayt A'imma alayhim salatu wa salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we finish by Bismillah, with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We explain why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala choose S. This is one. Why Allah is not Rab, is not something else. Why Rahman, why Rahim. Why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala choose three names, Allah, Rahman, Rahim. And why is arrangement between Allah and Rahman and Rahim is not Rahim before Rahman? Because we said Allah should create, after that he should manage, and in the last he should forgive them. So Alhamdulillah, we have three terms. One, hamd. The second one, shukr. The third one, madh. Sometimes we say Alhamdulillah. Sometimes we say Ashukrulillah. Sometimes we say Al-Madhulillah, for instance. What is different between these three terms? This is one. Secondly, why we say Alhamd? We choose Al-Alif wal-Lam. What is the meaning if of these alif and lam? It means all types of praise. Why we didn't say kullul hamd, all? Instead to say al, we didn't say kull. Kull means all. Why we didn't say? This is one. Instead to say alhamdulillah, why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala didn't say Alhamdulillahirrahman, Alhamdulillahirrab, Alhamdulillahirrahman, because he created us. Why he didn't choose among all these names and these attributes? Only he chose these names and which is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there are a lot of explanations concerning Alhamdulillah and why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala started his first, the first chapter of the Holy Quran by Hamd. By Hamd. What is the reason of this? Inshallah, next session. Alhamdulillah. Any question?
Thank you. So, for Allah, to show what he did, and because of that, he created Shaitan so that he sin and then.
Of course. No doubt about it. Otherwise, if please have all of us be very good man like A'imma, like Anbiya, so how we can see the mercy of Allah in the day of judgment? Assalamu alaikum.
You say that in Salah, in the shape of Allah, when you say in Qiyam,
yes.
For you, ruku, you is a
lam. Yes.
And what about sujood?
Ha.
Ha.
Yes, Allah.
Okay.
Ha. Because when you will go to sujood, you will be like ha, in the end of Allah.
What is, what, I didn't understand.
Allah.
Ha, but how? In the shape of ha?
Yes. Because when you will go to sujood,
okay.
And if you write it in Arabic, yeah. It will be like this one.
Oh, so is it the ha, the ha or the ha?
Ha, ha. Small ha. In the end of Allah, how you write it in Arabic?
Okay. Yeah.
In the end of
yeah.
Term thank Allah.
Thank you. Wait, wait, how do you know all this? That, why God chose this letter and that letter? Is it found in the Quran, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Oh, but because why you chose Rahman, not Rahim? You know how you explain everything?
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he didn't explain about everything. Why? Because of that we want to do tafsir of Holy Quran. If, yes, he did it, so never you invited me to come here and do tafsir. Assalamu alaikum.
You mentioned that Allah is the name which encompasses all the names of
yes,
all
yes.
The sifas of Allah.
Yes.
Yeah, is there any similar word or similar name in the earlier books like the Injil which is used and it encompasses similar meaning?
No, because of that it has been mentioned. Yes, thank you very much. It's a very good question. Because of that it has been mentioned. We don't have any translation for Allah. In English we say God. But exactly God is not a translation of Allah. In Persian or Urdu we say Khuda. Khuda is not translation of God. In French we say Dieu, which is not translation of Allah. We don't have in all languages any translation of Allah. But if we want to translate this term Allah, we should say Zatun. مستجمع لجميع صفات الكمال والجمال ذات the essence which has all types of perfection. But when you say God, God doesn't mean the essence which includes and has all types of perfection. When you say Khuda in Persian language, for instance, or in Urdu, Khuda means Khuda. It has came from himself. Which in Arabic or English, if we want to translate Khuda, we should say necessary existent. Khuda means necessary existent. Doesn't mean the essence which includes all types of perfection. So exactly, we don't have any equal term in any language for Allah. And it has been mentioned. And only we have this in Arabic.
When you said the pagans are more intelligent, you are using the word Allah.
There is also a lot of discussion within ulama and about the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These names have been created by Allah himself or some people named Allah by these names. You get me? For instance, we name this one as a book or this one as a paper. And we name our children Hassan, Hussein, Raza or so and so. But these names for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who named Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by these names? Some philosophers say Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself created these names and he taught us. Whenever we want to call him, we call him by these names. And among all these names, exactly Allah has been created and revealed by himself. Before Islam, this was known because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told other prophets before the Prophet of Islam.
Salaam
alaikum.
2 points.
Yes.
One is you said nobody names Rahman, but you can't say Abdul Rahman.
Yeah, Abdul Rahman, yes. That Allah Abdullah also can say.
That's okay. And the other point is this morning I was in a meeting and the ladies were discussing something and they said that Allah takes, when you sleep, Allah takes the person's nafs. When you die, He takes the ruh. Is that true or is that not true?
No.
That's why I said that in the Quran, it says He takes our soul even when you sleep.
Yes.
So it's nafs. So I wasn't sure.
No, no, it's not true. Because if, please, nafs, ruh, aql, and we have fu'ad, which is heart, in the Holy Quran. We have nafs, which is soul. We have ruh, which is spirit. We have aql, which is intellect. We have heart, qalb, or fu'ad. All of these are name of one thing. We don't have four things. There are one, but they have different aspects. This one thing has different aspects. All is one. Why this one you understand, you recognize, you will learn, you call it intellect. By this one, you have mercy towards others, you call it heart, or fu'ad. And nafs, by this one, you commit wrong, you will do bad. But sometimes, you will have goodness, or you will do good. Nafs al-mutma'inna, or nafs al-ammara bis-su'. And you have ruh, which is all of this. And spirit of Allah means a material thing, which is not material one, immaterial one, sir. Yes. Alaykum as-salam.
You said that we do sins knowing that Allah will forgive us.
Yes.
So if a person doesn't do sin, with the fear that Allah will become angry,
no, actually, I joke. I wanted to joke. No, we should not commit any type of sin. Otherwise, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is wise also. Yes, inshallah we will be in paradise. But paradise has different levels. Those people who committed sin, they will be in first level. Those people who were good in this world, they have palace and their house is very good. So like here, some of us we have very small house, some they have a big house. Which one do you like it?
The Hamza
was omitted. Yes. Without the Hamza being omitted, has any of our other sects before Islam, like Jews, Judaism, or in Christianity, they have similar names of Allah? Yes. Because of that I said, Allah, it has been, even وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ, in Holy Quran we have, وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ, if you ask them, who created them? مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ, they will say, Allah. This means that they knew Allah, this term. And we have in the Holy Quran also, هَوْلَاءِ شُفَاءُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They say we worship idol because we want them to be intercession between us and Allah. So they knew Allah.
According to my knowledge, we have Surah Maryam, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ Sulaiman in his letter begins with Bismillah. Are there any other examples in Quran and Majid where prophets named Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
There should be, yes. Yes, there should be. Like I don't. Yes, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. They have this thought. Yes.
At that point, I remember one lecturer mentioning about the heart and the way it beats. And if you listen to it, it sounds like Allah, Allah, Allah.
No, this is. Yes, but we have يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything glorify Allah تبارك وتعالى. Everything says Allah, 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 Allah. Everything. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ. Everything glorify Allah تبارك وتعالى. And remember and mention Allah تبارك وتعالى. But you can understand and recognize their dhikr. My ustad, I remember, he narrated from his ustad that once in the midnight, he went to the school of Sad school in Islam. He's surprised. What happened? There are a lot of voices in this school in the midnight. He said, I'm shocked. Am I see something? What happened to me? Am I sleeping? No. He listened to the voice. He understood that the voice is Subbuhun Quddus, Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. He realized the trees, the walls, the stones, the carpet. Everything says Subbuhun Quddus, Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. He said, I wanted to find out the source and the origin of this voice. I went, I saw in one room, there is a certain man, his name is Ahund Kashi, Mullah Muhammad Kashi. He was remembering and mentioning Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by this dhikr, Subbuhun Quddus. Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh, and everything, trees, walls, carpets, stones, were saying with him, Subbuhun Quddus, Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. But we don't understand, we can't hear. Yes, sometimes we can hear. I remember once, I went to one of our ulama, Rahmatullah alayhi, pass away. And he said, please, I can't sleep. I cannot sleep this night. He said, what happened to you? He said, he was in Qom. In Qom. We met him. He said, because some people in some other continent say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and I cannot sleep. I told him, Mawlana, maybe you have radio. There is radio. Said, no, I don't have a radio. But exactly at this time, they are mentioning Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, and I cannot sleep. And I knew that certain people in somewhere at the same time they were saying, I said, maybe you have radio, you have something. I said, no, it's sacred here. Yes, there are a lot of points from Mawlavi, Masnavi, and he said, please, all trees, walls, and land, earth, sky, heaven, say, Ma sami'imu, Ma sami'imu, basirimu, khushim, Ba shuma na mahraman ma khamushim. Ma sami'im, we see, we hear. Basirim, we see. Khushim, we are happy. But we are keeping quiet with you because you are quiet. You don't see and you don't hear. Otherwise, we as a stone, as a land, as a tree, we come here, we can see, we are very happy, but we don't sleep with you. Because you can't understand, you don't have knowledge. ما سمیعیم و بسیدیم و خوشیم. با شما نامحرمان ما خاموشیم. Because you are not from us. So we kept quiet with you. Otherwise, we could sleep with you. Yes, sir.
Rajan, I wanted to ask you two things. Firstly, the Arabs before the coming of Islam, they were familiar with the name Allah. Were they familiar with other names like Ar-Rahman?
Yes, because it has been mentioned in Torah Ar-Rahman also. They were familiar with it. And also, they named some of their children Ar-Rahman.
Yeah. The other thing I want to ask is all the sifat, they are derived from the Holy Quran. We have various statements which describes Allah.
Yes.
In terms of sifat, we could say that we have also derived it from the teachings of our Aima.
Yes.
That is, what are the sifat, the full extent of the sifat. But if I wanted to kind of bring evidence for a statement that Allah includes all His sifat.
Yes.
And if I wanted to show that, I mean, I think there is a rationale.
Yes.
There is an
yes.
Urfani
yes.
argument about
yes.
that.
Yes.
Is there also a dalil
yes.
which one can present?
Yes, of course. As we know, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, according to our understanding and the concept of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has two aspects. This concept, but we can't say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has two aspects, because Allah Tabaraka is one. One concept, aspect of our, the concept which we abstracted from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is essence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Zat Allah. The second one is Sifatullah. This concept, the second aspect of the concept which we derived, abstracted from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are, the attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are divided to two types. One attributes of essence, which indicates essence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there are three. The major of them are three. One, life. Second, knowledge. The third one, power. The second types of attributes, attributes of action. What is the attributes of action? When we relate Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to the universe, to the creature, to the, His creation, there is relationship which between Allah and His creature. There is relationship between Allah and His creature. We abstract from this relationship this sifa. Before this relationship, there is no this sifa. For instance, al-khaliqiyya, creatorship, al-khaliqiyya. When we have khaliqiyya, creatorship, when we relate Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to His creature, we abstract from this relationship between these two sides, Allah and His creation, al-khaliqiyya. Or sustainership, al-raziqiyya. When we can describe Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by this attribute, when we relate Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to His creature, and that Allah sustainer of them, He sustains them. So we abstract this one. Okay, any of these attributes abstract from one type of relationship, either creatorship, when we imagine His creation, or sustainership, when we imagine His sustenance, of lordship. When we imagine his management, al-rububiyyah, or al-uluhiyyah, divineship. When we imagine he's a Allah for everyone. And for instance, his knowledge, when we say, if the knowledge of fail action. But the term Allah is not only imagination of any type of relationship. It was abstract from the essence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the essence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala includes all attributes. So because of that, this name, this term, Allah, includes all attributes. But the attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, each of them has derived from one aspect. From either creatorship, sustainership, lordship, and so on and so on. Because of that, this includes everyone, every attribute.
Allah.